Welcome back to the Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey. I am not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I just talk about my experience as a retail investor. I started with a few shares of AMC, and I ended up with over 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coin. What a story, and a lot of it lately has not been good. But I want to ask a question to my AMC apes out there. Hi, Grumpy Cats too, but this is really for the AMC apes. Do you remember when AMC was fun? Do you remember when it was exciting? Do you remember 2001, when it felt like we were taking on the system? And I know people don't like this guy right now, but Matt Kors, Trades, they were live. They were being interviewed on national television about AMC, our stock. I have video of it. I have pictures of it. It was that exciting. I would watch a guy in the morning, and then in the afternoon, he was being interviewed on like Fox Business or Fox News or something. It was crazy. Or CNBC. It was crazy. And it was fun. And the memes and the community, it was fun. But then something happened. Stock started to go down. Okay, all right. Hey, we dipped a little bit. No big deal. It's all right. We'll come back up. And then we dip more. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm at a loss now. And then it dipped more. Wow, I'm really at a loss now. Okay, I was planning on selling my AMC for some of it for $1,500 a share and some for $15,000 a share. And now we're down to $20 a share. We were at $60. How did this happen? And then occasionally we bump back up. And you'd entertain the thought of maybe getting out, but like, why get out now? We're getting ready to squeeze. This is it. We did it. We hit the bottom. We stayed in the fight. And now we're getting ready. Oh, wait, it went back down. Oh, it went up. No, wait, oh, someone must have flipped a switch because now we're in the tank and there's no bad news. What happened? And then Ape came along. And Ape was Adam Aaron. Love him, hate him. Ape was Adam Aaron. That was not Ken Griffin. Ken Griffin did not come up with Ape. Gensler did not come up with Ape. The SEC did not come up with Adam Aaron. That was AMC. They came up with Ape. No one voted on this. They just did it. And it decimated AMC. And we went down really low. And when it did go down low, Ape was like 80 cents. I loaded up because I knew one day Ape could go back to being AMC. And I loaded up when it was cheap, 80 cents, a dollar. I bought as much as I could. And then there was the vote, which divided everybody. Yes, no, divided the community. It was rigged. Whether you hate, look, the argument is Ape was created to rig the vote in AMC's favor. And that's probably true. But it divided the community. And then we had the court cases. And then we had the reverse split. The conversion and AMC was decimated. And we were literally at 60 cents a share. One day we were at $60 a share. $60 a share. And now, pre-reverse split, 60 cents a share. And this ain't much fun. You can try to convince me all you want. You're still having fun. It's not fun. But remember when it was fun? I loved it. It's addictive. When AMC ripped in June and went up from like $30 to $60, I was hooked. We took our car in to the dealership that day to get some work done. And we left the house and it was like at $30, something like that. And when we got to the dealership, it was like $50-something dollars. It was crazy. Crazy. And it was fun. But AMC has not been fun for a long time. And as a retail investor, I haven't had a long fun in a long time. Until this spring, a little green frog named Peppy came along. Out of nowhere, this frog came out. And even though I was looking for coins with a lot of zeros, I missed Pepe. I missed it. And one of the reasons was I did not know how to buy crypto if it wasn't on Gemini or, you know, crypto.com. I didn't understand how to create a wallet. I didn't understand how to buy ETH and trade it for these coins that just came out. I just didn't know. But when Pepe came out, it took a couple days, and that cost me, but I finally learned how to buy it, and I bought Pepe. But I got in too late, and then I made another crucial mistake. You need ETH to buy Pepe. You also need ETH to sell Pepe and sell on a wallet like that. And I didn't realize that. I used all my ETH to buy it, and then when it peaked, and I knew it was peaking, I couldn't sell it because I didn't have enough ETH. And I wasn't set up where I could buy it instantly and use it. I had to buy it off on another exchange, wait for it to settle, and then transfer it. And by the time I did that, Pepe had gone down in price, and it wasn't worth it, and I stayed in it. And then a gentleman named Pro the Doge, Slum Doge Millionaire, he put out a tweet, and he said, "Hey, is it too late to buy Pepe?" And I knew who Pro was because I had done a video. I'd done a video about crypto and how I got into it, and I told his story with Dogecoin. If you don't know his story, back when Dogecoin was about 4 cents, he went all in. He bought $250,000 worth of Dogecoin at 4 cents. And when Dogecoin went to 16 cents, guess what? He was a millionaire. And that's how he became the Dogecoin millionaire. And it went all the way up, like 70 cents. This guy had $3 million in Doge. And he held. He wouldn't sell. People begged him to sell. He didn't sell. He was holding. And it went down, just like AMC. And it went down. And it crashed pretty bad. And a lot of people said he was stupid. He was dumb. But he didn't sell. He kept at it, just like we did, the AMC8s. And that was Pro the Doge. Well, Doge came back a little bit. It's still there. It's still going up, and we're on the verge of maybe a bull run. He never sold his Doge. He never did. So he said, "Hey, is it too late to buy Pepe?" And everyone's like, "Yeah, yeah, we're going to get Pro the Doge on our side." But then he said, "Nah, Pepe had already run. Why would you buy it at that market cap that it was at?" He said, "Let's find the next Pepe." And everyone hated him. And then he said, "The next Pepe is going to be Grumpy Cat." And people said, "You're crazy, you're stupid, you're a scam artist, you're just trying to rip people off." And I was one of them. I was like, "Why are you antagonizing the Pepe? You're hurting your brand." But I remembered Grumpy Cat. And a few days later, I checked it, and lo and behold, Grumpy Cat was going up. And I said, "You know what? There's still a ton of zeros there. I'm going to sell some of my Pepe and buy some Grumpy Cat." And I did. And gradually, as I became part of the Grumpy Cat community, and I saw these people that were involved with Grumpy Cat, smart, intelligent, connected people, it gave me more confidence. And I bought more. And I sold more Pepe to buy more Grumpy Cat. And then I finally came to the realization, I can have 1 billion Pepe, or I can have 100 billion Grumpy Cat. And I went all in on Grumpy Cat. I got my 100 billion. And I kept going. And then the Grumpy Cat did something that AMC, it went down. And we went down. And a lot of people left the spaces. They didn't have the excitement, but there was a core group. We knew what we had. And we found the bottom with Grumpy Cat, and we built it back. Every day we had space calls. Every day we were there to support each other. We did memes. I did videos. And slowly we went back up, and we went back up. And we ate a zero. We went from about, you know, 8 zeros and a 2.5 to, you know, we ate the zero, 7 zeros and a 1, you know, 1.2, 1.5, and we went up. Now, recently, we've gone back down because some people, they don't have the long-term vision. They want to take profit. They left, who knows, for whatever reason, and we went back down again. But my conviction and my faith in Grumpy Cat never wavered. And when that price went down again, that was my time to load up, and I got to be a whale. 1 trillion Grumpy Cat. And I started to think of ways to help tell people, spread the message of Grumpy Cat. And I was getting ready to launch some things, and I heard people behind the scenes say, "Hey, Russ, hang on, hold those ideas. Something big is coming down the road." They wouldn't tell me what. They wouldn't tell me when. It's supposed to happen in December. But I've just spent the last, you know, since May, over half a year with these people every day. And they earned my trust. And we had fun together. Remember what I said about AMC being fun? We had fun together. I look forward to seeing these people. I talked and listen to my Grumpy Cat community friends more than my high school friends, more than my college friends, more than my relatives, my family. I talk to my parents every Sunday, but I talk to my Grumpy Cat community almost every day. Think about that, right? And when they said something's coming down the road, I believed them. And they said it was going to be big. And I went from 1 trillion Grumpy Cat to 2 trillion Grumpy Cat. Because I knew if it's as big as what they were hinting at, the days of buying Grumpy Cat at this cheap level, you know, 8 zeros and a 3, sometimes 8 zeros and a 2.7, 2.5, those days were going to be over. And what you could buy a trillion Grumpy Cat coin at one point when it for $2,700. But when it ate that zero, you know, and went up, it's going to cost you $27,000. And then if it eats another zero, it's going to cost you $270,000 to buy a trillion Grumpy Cat. So I went in and I did it, and I had fun. And now we're waiting. And I've been making videos trying to get my AMC apes to come in with me on Grumpy Cat. But people call me a grifter. You're promoting a shitcoin. You're a scammer. You're just a YouTuber. You're just doing for clicks. You don't own any AMC. You don't own any AMC shares, they would tell me. In the meantime, I'm looking at, you know, after they stole 90%, I have about 750 shares. And they're down 90%. But I don't own any shares. They obviously know I don't own any shares. That's right. My family hasn't gone through what a lot of people's families have gone through because of AMC. You're right. I'm just a grifter selling a shitcoin. And I've been trying. I still haven't given up trying to get AMC apes to come into Grumpy Cat Coin. But I think I've been doing it the wrong way. I've been trying to tell AMC apes, look, AMC's over. It's dead. Find another way to make some money. Join me in Grumpy Cat and let's make money in Grumpy Cat. And that's not the message AMC apes want to hear. I'm still holding my shares. I haven't given up. I haven't given up, guys. I'm still holding it. But what I can't do is I cannot give any more money to Adam Aaron. I'm sorry, I get it, he runs the company. But Ape was on his watch, the reverse split was on his watch, the conversion was on his watch, dilution is on his watch, selling to Mudrick was on his watch, and all these things have led to no squeeze and a 90% loss on the investment. And it's hard to give up the dream of the MOAS. It's hard to give up the concept that we're at battle with these short hedge funds, that they're screwed and we just have to keep fighting, and inevitably one day it will happen and AMC's finally, you're going to be able to sell your AMC shares for $1,500 a share, $15,000 a share. But that's not the squeeze. Don't be fooled. $25,000 a share, $100,000. Remember the $100,000 share? My point is this, I get it, it's hard. And I think my messaging was wrong and my approach was wrong. How about if I say it this way? Grumpy Cat Coin will cause the AMC squeeze. Now, I know, you think I'm just saying that to grift AMC apes. But I'm going to take the side of the AMC apes that say, buy the chocolate, buy the popcorn, buy the candy, buy the merch, go see a movie, buy all the food concessions. Let's give AMC money. Let's keep buying shares, right? Average down. Okay, I agree with you. Here's the problem. All our money is 90% down if we still have it. What little money we have now, I have to pay credit card bills that have piled up because of this. I put vacations off because of this. So now my family deserves that. I don't have the money to put $1,000 into AMC, $10,000 into AMC to try and force the squeeze. What little money I have, I put into Grumpy Cat because I know The most explosive returns you can have in investing are to find a meme coin before it goes to the moon and get in big. Now, what do I mean by that? Go find the ticker Bonk. It is a Solana meme coin with a dog, right? It's called Bonk. And a year ago, on December 29th, 2022, check my math. Go check the ticker. You think I'm lying. You could have bought $2,600 of Bonk. Now, it would have like 7 or 8 zeros, but who could invest something like that? But if you did, if you had bought $2,600 of this meme coin on December 29th, 2022, it was an all-time low. And again, timing is everything, right? These are extremes, but it was an all-time low for Bonk. Less than a year later, December 15th, 2023, when it hit its all-time high, you could have sold your $2,600 worth of Bonk that you bought for $1 million. Go check the ticker. You check the math. You could have bought it December 29th, 2022 for $2,600 and then sold it on December 15th at the peak for $1 million. Now imagine we have a time machine. Now, I know I'm not going to get every ape to come with me in this time machine, but maybe I'll get 100. Maybe I'll get 1,000. And I take 1,000 apes back in time with me. And we all load up on Bonk. Now, obviously, the first people that do it, they're going to get the best price, because once you start buying it, the price is going to go up. But even in those early stages, you may not get that bill that there would be 30 billion Bonk. You might not have gotten the 30 billion Bonk for 2,600, right? Might cost you, 4,000, 5,000. But for $1 million, what's $5,000 for $1 million, right? Remember, we're going back in a time machine. We know this is going to happen. $10,000, $20,000. Would you pay $20,000 if in a year it was guaranteed to be $1 million? Sure. $30,000, $40,000, whatever it is, okay? My point is, and maybe you don't get the 30 billion. Maybe you just do invest the 2,600, but now you're not going to get 30 billion Bonk. You get, 10 billion Bonk or 5 billion Bonk, but it's enough and you won't get $1 million. Maybe you'll get $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, but it's enough to give you the ammo. And we go back, we buy it, we get back in the time machine, and we're back a year later. Almost instantly, we never feel it, but we look at the price. Oh my God, it's December 15th. Bonk is at its all-time high. Everybody's going crazy about Bonk, and we sell. Now, obviously, the people who sell first are going to get the most money, but we sell. And all these apes, these 1,000 apes that were with me now, some of them have made $1 million, and some bought more. They said, why just 2,600, Russ? I'm going to put 5,000 in. So there's apes that have 3 million. 2 million, 1 million, some may have 10 million, depending on how much they bought. Others, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. And they have all this money. And yeah, they're going to have some fun with it. But now they say, all right, let's go buy some AMC shares with my $1 million. Let me go buy some popcorn. Let me go buy some candy. And they start putting this money now that they have. Now they're not just trying to find $100 here or there on payday to buy AMC merch, to buy candy. They're buying $50,000 worth of AMC at a time. Because they're millionaires now. What do they care? They buy $100,000 worth of AMC stock. And it overwhelms the system. Whatever thing they have to battle us apes, they can't deal with that. And AMC goes up in value again. And they try to flip the switches, but we just have more money. And they keep pumping it in and pumping it in and pumping it in. Because now we're not looking at apes who've been through hell for 3 years and are at a 90% loss. We're looking at millionaires from Bonk, right? And that forces the AMC squeeze. You're welcome. Now, there is no time machine. So sorry, I can't pick you back in time to buy Bonk. And I'm not saying buy Bonk. Bonk already ran. It's the same reason why Pro the Doge told people not to buy Pepe after it ran. Because it was too late. You can't buy. How much Pepe are you going to buy?
when it's at a billion plus market cap. You buy it when it's at $1 million market cap. Not a billion, a million. And guess where Grumpy Cat is right now? Just over $1 million market cap. Just over $1 million market. Back in October, we were at a $5 million market cap. And people took profit. People sold. Not the core community, though. The core community stayed with it. The people that are hosting the space calls, they're still there. I'm still here. And when we dropped, I didn't panic sell. I panic bought. I bumped up to $1 trillion. And then I bumped up to $2 trillion. Now, why did I bump up to $2 trillion? Because I trusted the people who said something big was coming. And even if it doesn't, at these low prices, I bumped up. Why? Because I will literally give Grumpy Cat Coin away to promote it, to contribute to donations to charities, and give them a wallet and say, when you buy Grumpy Cat Coin, you help these charities, right? And if we ever get to this certain level, these charities are going to have $1 million. And I had all these ideas, and I still do. But that's when you buy these meme coins, when they're at $1 million market cap. Not a billion, because it's harder to move when you're at a billion. But at $1 million, you can load up. So why is Grumpy Cat Coin going to cause the AMC squeeze? Because we cannot go back in a time machine and buy Bonk. We cannot go back in a time machine and buy Shiba Inu. There was a time when you could have literally bought a dollar's worth of Shiba Inu and then sold it about a year later for $1 million. That's how crazy it is when there's all these zeros. But there's no time machine for that. Remember Bitcoin Pizza? In 2010, I believe it was, someone bought two Papa John pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. 10,000 Bitcoin, two pizzas, $25. How much are those two Bitcoin pizzas from Papa John's worth today? Over $400 million. 10,000 Bitcoin now, over $40,000 of Bitcoin. $400 million for two pizzas. Now you're telling me Grumpy Cat Coin can't cause the AMC squeeze? I don't need every ape to go with me and buy Grumpy Cat Coin. But if I get enough of you, enough true believers, enough to just get it started, get the ball rolling. You ever heard the joke, I don't have to run faster than the bear, I just have to run faster than you? We don't have to get to a billion dollar market cap overnight. But if we can go from 1 million to 5 million, now we get people's attention. And then now it's not just AMC apes pulling in. People see it going up. And they, ooh, Grumpy Cat's going back up. Maybe I'll buy a little bit. I sold, but you know what? I don't want to miss out. Then we get it to a $10 million market cap. Then a $50 million market cap. Then a $100 million market cap. Because apes are coming in. We're believing in ourselves. And we see it going up. And the apes that bought in when it was at $1 million market cap, they're feeling it now. And they're true believers. And they're showing where they're at. And they're promising when they get their $1 million from Grumpy Cat Coin, they are buying AMC stock with it. They are coming for you, short hedge funds. They're coming, and it just keeps building and building, and more momentum and more apes are joining in as they believe it. And guess what else happens? AMC is fun again. Grumpy Cat is fun again. We did it. We did it, apes. We did it, Grumpy Cats. We made our own narrative, and we took control. Can you see that? Can you see that happening? Can you see how Grumpy Cat Coin can cause the AMC squeeze? Now you say, why Grumpy Cat Coin? There's other coins. There are. But I can only vouch for Grumpy Cat Coin just because I've been there since May of 2023. Go back and watch my videos. I have a YouTube channel. I have a podcast. Check the receipts. I've been there. We do space calls almost every day. Monday through Friday, DB Crypto and Simon host the daily Grumpy Cat update. It's at 9 a.m. West Coast time, 12 p.m. Pacific Eastern time in the United States. You think we're a joke? Come on the call and call us out. Or ask, if I buy Grumpy Cat, are you going to dump on me? DB Crypto, are you going to dump on me as soon as you 2x your money? Simon, if you 5x your money, are you going to dump on me? I'm an ape. I've been through a lot. Can I count on you guys? See what they say. Ask them. Go on Telegram and say, I'm an AMC ape. I want to buy some Grumpy Cat so I can go after the short hedge fund, so I can buy Grumpy Cat coin now, so I can make AMC squeeze in the future. Are you guys going to hold till we get to $1 billion market cap? You guys going to hold when we get to a $5 billion market cap? Are you going to hold when we get to a $50 billion market cap and I'm a freaking millionaire and I'm going to buy $100,000 worth of AMC stock? I'm going to go to Walmart and I'm going to buy every bag of AMC popcorn I can. It's 7-10 stores. Donate it if I need to. Ask us. Ask us. Now, you got a better way to make AMC squeeze? I'd love to hear it. I'm not giving Adam Aaron my money. I'm not giving Ken Griffin my money. But I will put my money in Grumpy Cat. And if I do become if I do become a millionaire, I will buy AMC stock. Because I want to bring my average down, and at that point, it won't matter. I'm already rich. I'm going to bring my AMC share stock average down. And who knows after that? Now I don't need AMC to squeeze to get my money back. I came all the way back. Grumpy Cat saved me, and now I'm going to save my AMC. I'll average down to as low as I need to go. And then when AMC goes up 10, 20%, I could sell my AMC, I'm done. Or better yet, let's cause that AMOS. I'm already rich. Let's keep doing it. And let's do it. Think about it. You got a better way? You leave a message on my Twitter account, the Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs Twitter. Leave it on my YouTube channel, Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs YouTube. You got a better idea? You think I'm full of it? Let me know. Maybe I'll send you some Grumpy Cat for free, just to give you a taste. Or maybe I'll keep a scoreboard and I'll say, hey, remember when you called me a grifter and you said I was just doing this to rip people off and to pump my shitcoin? If you had bought AMC at that point, here's what you would have. If you bought Grumpy Cat at that point, here's what you would have. Maybe I'll do a little scoreboard on you, but maybe you do a little scoreboard on me too. I don't care. I still have my AMC. If AMC goes up, I'm happy. I've got my AMC shares. Think about it. Grumpy Cat coin will cause the AMC squeeze if you want it. And I don't need every AMC ape to run out and buy Grumpy Cat coin right now. I need a few to get it started. 12, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100. Just enough to get Grumpy Cat going again, to get people believing. And then just hold on. Hold with diamond hands and keep it going. Believe in the $1 million meow that your investment in Grumpy Cat will make you $1 million. And then use that $1 million to buy as much AMC stock as you want. But you have a better idea, you tell me. Do I need to go down to Walmart right now and buy 5 bags of AMC popcorn? Is that going to cause the squeeze? Or could I use that money that I would buy the popcorn and buy some Grumpy Cat? And then the next ape, you go do that. And then the next one, the next one, the next one. All of a sudden, Grumpy Cat goes up. We're not at $1 million market cap anymore. We're at a $2 million market cap. Then a $5 million market cap. Then a 10, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50. Holy cow. I got in at Grumpy Cat at $1 million market cap, $1.2 million market cap, and now I'm at $50 million market cap. And there's no sign of stopping, because there is no stopping until we've made AMC apes millionaires and those AMC ape millionaires buy the AMC stock. and squeeze AMC. It's that simple. Is it a miracle or is it math? You tell me. Thanks for listening.